Hey, everybody. Jamie Dimon praises Donald Trump. Ooh, let's be careful. Very important conversation here. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. That is Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of The Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. There's a pattern. We're seeing a pattern. Donald Trump wins Iowa. Donald Trump's going to seal up this primary very soon. And if you're looking closely, you're starting to see a change. You're starting to see a change in how the elites are talking about Donald Trump. Not all the elites. You have Jamie Dimon, you got Yuval Harari. You have this new narrative where people are saying, it's looking good for Trump. It's looking good for Trump. This is one of the reasons why they had to throw the lawfare at him. 700 years in federal prison, try to take his business empire, because there is a correction that is looming. If you watch the markets and if you watch CNBC or Fox Business, which I try to do, I try to get at least 10 minutes of economic news a day. I read the Wall Street Journal. It's important. Economics is a big part of our life. It's not everything, but it's a big part of our life. They will talk about, is there a correction? Is there a correction? Is there a correction? Now, a correction in market terms is basically saying, hey, you know, the stock prices were inflated a little too high and they need to come down. People need to sell and we need to get back towards some sort of equilibrium. We need to get towards some sort of normal. We need a correction. And we saw a correction about a year and a half ago in the market, but a 10% correction of the stock price and publicly traded securities too high. I believe that the bad guys, the elites in charge of our society, are afraid of a political correction coming into November. And it's bigger than Donald Trump. Donald Trump happens to be a symbol for that political correction. And it just so happens he is known for an issue set that is driving that political correction. My working theory, and I see it firsthand here in Arizona, and I see it across the country, is that mass migration forces a political correction. We see that in Western governments, the Netherlands, in Germany. We see it bubbling up in Poland. We see it across the Western world that when you have unchecked mass migration, foreigners flooding into your country, with no idea who they are, and they're robbing homes, and they're raping women, and they are taking social services, they are flooding hospitals, they are taking over schools, the native citizen starts to say, help us, help us, help us. This is an issue that is not hard to explain. Far too often, Republicans have been enamored with abstractions. Tax cuts and regulatory cuts, all that stuff is great. I'm a fan of all of it. Private property rights, Chevron decision, we'll get into all that. Mass migration is an issue that every voter can comprehend. It is an issue that is the new, it's the economy, stupid. I truly believe one of the reasons why Jamie Dimon is talking the way he is they're seeing a pattern. The same way that we saw a pattern with Brexit in 2016, which was this forced globalist deterioration of sovereignty, we are now seeing in an inevitable course correction, a pragmatic adjustment of what happens when you allow the flooding of your country. People don't think it's right when you go to an emergency room And you see people from Uzbekistan without an ID, Venezuela without an ID, people from China without an ID, people from Nicaragua without an ID, and they get preference over the American 75-year-old citizen who has paid taxes and has done their job. I saw it with my own eyes. And it's happening all across the country. At some point, when all of a sudden they hear about the 9th, the 10th, the 15th, the 20th home invasion break-in, and they're told, yeah, you know, it's a Chilean-Venezuelan robbery gang, and they come on 90-day tourist visas, or they just come across the border, and when they're arrested, they don't have guns because they don't want to be arrested for armed robbery. They're out the next day because someone posts bail, and then they'll just go to another home and they'll invade. This is happening in Texas. This is happening in Florida. This is happening in Arizona. It's happening in Colorado. And all of a sudden, I mean, and if you want to see the political awakening, go download your Nextdoor app. Nextdoor is a really interesting thing. Nextdoor is, you have to be putting your zip code. They have to look and see if you're actually in the neighborhood. And it's neighbors talking to neighbors. And people are sending me screenshots of what they're saying in their Nextdoor app in the suburbs of Dallas. And they say, where are all these people coming from? And it's so funny because 1 out of 10 of these Xanax wine moms will say, well, don't categorize all of them as, you know, illegals. And you'll see these people, one of these people will say, they'll say, no, I'm a Democrat and this is insane. They're breaking into our homes. Crime is going up. There's sexual assaults everywhere. Mass migration forces the most simple of political corrections. It forces the most immediate. Then you have image after image after image after image of schools in New York that are being taken over by illegals. Oh, no, we're going to go virtual school. So all these people that broke into our country, they get to relax in school, but we don't. Jamie Dimon is a smart man. Jamie Dimon is not a Marxist. He is not a left winger. He is a neoliberal. Jamie Dimon and Nikki Haley are very similar. He's a Chamber of Commerce guy. He runs J.P. Morgan Chase. He's a billionaire. Jamie Dimon is not someone who I think hates the country. He's nauseating when it comes to Ukraine. He's definitely more open borders than not. He goes as the wind blows. Jamie Dimon is a good indicator of moderate, flexible elite opinion. Jamie Dimon is someone that will go along to get along. He potentially wants to be Treasury Secretary for Donald Trump. So right now they're meeting in Davos, Switzerland, all the World Economic Forum type people. We have to be very clear and very truthful. Jamie Dimon is not George Soros. Jamie Dimon is not Mark Benioff. Jamie Dimon is not Reid Hoffman. Jamie Dimon is not Laureen Powell Jobs. He is someone that just wants to make money and run his business and donate to the right social causes and just kind of let me make my billions and stay out of my way. Okay. He's essentially a non-ideological technocrat, not someone who I would consider to be a patriot, but not someone who I consider to be an arsonist of Western civilization. He's a weather vane. You could start to see where the winds are blowing based on what someone like Jamie Dimon says. Again, he is the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase. And here he is in Davos, Switzerland. CNBC is setting him up. They're thinking Jamie Dimon's going to say, you know, it's a threat to democracy and Donald Trump is ascendant and we have to do everything we possibly can to stop the insurrectionist, and something completely different happened. And I think Jamie Dimon, who again has thousands of analysts that crunch numbers and crunch data, both political data and economic data and cultural data, I believe that a reality is starting to set in. Reality from Michelle Obama to Kamala Harris to Nancy Pelosi. And I truly believe that the issue that they regret not being able to get under control, which is why all of a sudden why Chuck Hugh Schumer is trying to come to the table to make a border deal happen, is mass invasion. It was the issue that happened, as Ernest Hemingway would say, gradually then suddenly. We have been beating this drum for 3 years, and now it is completely out of control. They refuse to deport the criminals. You are seeing an increase in home robberies, in rapes, in murders, in DUIs, taking over social services. It is a catastrophe. And the everyday American is pointing towards every possible piece of data. Put Trump aside. Trump happens to be the right candidate for this time for a political correction. A political correction where people say, you know what? I don't think 3 million illegal people into my country every year is a good idea. Christmas is here, everybody, and that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough, a lot of stress, and that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week quick start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com. So Jamie Dimon is on set in Switzerland, and the CNBC hosts are kind of speechless. Now understand, Jamie Dimon is a big guest, meaning that these hosts, they want to stay on good terms with Jamie Dimon. He's a top 10, let's just say, narrative-shaping CEO, and definitely top 5 when it comes to financial services. It's one of the most valuable companies, JP Morgan Chase. Now, remember, Jamie Dimon is very close to Nikki Haley. They're very close. Would Jamie Dimon have said this 2 months ago? Would Jamie Dimon have said this 6 months ago? Play cut 70.
And I just also want to point out, I wish the Democrats would think a little more carefully when they talk about MAGA. They're actually looking at people voting for Trump, and they think they're voting, and they're basically scapegoating them, that you are like him. But I don't think they're voting for Trump because of his family values. Now, if you look, just take a step back, be honest. He was kind of right about NATO, kind of right about immigration. Mm-hmm. He grew the economy quite well.
China virus.
Tax reform worked. Mm-hmm. He was right about some of China. I don't like what he did.
No, I said China virus.
Yeah, I understand. He may have been right. And I don't like how he said things about Mexico. I don't like, but he wasn't wrong about some of these critical issues. And that's why they're voting for him.
He knows what he's doing. Jamie Dimon's a smart dude. He met with his team and he said, hey, I'm going to say some good things about Trump. Make sure that he gets the clip before lunch. And I guarantee you right now, Donald Trump is getting his daily briefing and all this, and he's looking at it. He's looking at this right now. I guarantee it. And Donald Trump is probably impressed. That's one of the most powerful people on the planet. Jamie Dimon is not a moron. Jamie Dimon wants access to the next administration. And if the next administration is Trump, maybe he wants to be Treasury Secretary, but JP Morgan, if they need a bailout with all this cheap money, if JP Morgan needs some monetary stimulus, if JP Morgan wants to keep the bank regulators, the FDIC, off his back, he knows what he's doing. Did I hear this right, that Jamie Dimon said that Trump is right on NATO? I'm sorry, that is one of the biggest attack vectors against Trump on the mainstream media. Donald Trump wants to get rid of NATO. Donald Trump doesn't worship NATO. And here's Jamie Dimon in Switzerland wearing a Ukrainian flag, being a CEO of the entire, one of the largest financial services companies on the planet, saying that Trump was right on NATO. I don't think Jamie believes that. I think Jamie Dimon is doing what is now the new strategy. First strategy was, can we get Trump in a competitive primary and get him out of the way? No. Second strategy was, can we get Nikki Haley to be vice president? I hope that doesn't happen, but that's becoming less likely because we are being so forceful. So what is the third option? Cozy on up to Trump, suck up to him, and infiltrate the inner circle immediately, sooner rather than later. And I'm here to tell you, I know of people that are slobbering up to Trump right now as we speak that are no good. They are bad hombres. Play cut 71.
And, you know, the Democrats have done a pretty good job with the deplorables, hugging onto their Bibles and their beer and their guns. I mean, really, like, could we just stop that stuff and actually grow up and treat other people with respect and listen to them a little bit? And I do think the economy will affect. And I think this negative talk about MAGA, is going to hurt Biden's election campaign.
Is Jamie Dimon giving political advice? Would Jamie Dimon have said that a week ago? No. Of course not. There's article after article. Jamie Dimon met with Nikki Haley all throughout December. And again, so strategy number two. So strategy one is defeat Trump. That's not going to work. Strategy number two is, can we get Trump to pick Nikki Haley as the vice president? We're doing everything we can to make sure that doesn't happen. That's still an open question. It hasn't been dismissed yet. The question number three is, let's get as many powerful people as possible to get on the airwaves to suck up to Trump. Do not be surprised if you get news reports that in the next week or the next month or the next 2 months that Jamie Dimon or people like Jamie Dimon are meeting with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Don't be surprised. And we have to now be honest about this. Iowa changed the entire political landscape. Iowa was the shot heard round the world. And so you factor in who the nominee is going to be. Jamie Dimon is a data-driven guy. Jamie Dimon has led JP Morgan rather well, you got to give him credit, over the last decade through a very strange financial environment and landscape. So what is Jamie Dimon's data people telling him? They're saying, Mr. Dimon, the smart money is on the candidate who wants less immigration, wants family values, and wants a restoration of how things used to be. Mr. Dimon, I hate to tell you, but all of the data that we have in the JP Morgan data room is outside of all the indictments and all the nonsense, is that the policy set that Donald Trump believes in is likely to be successful this November. And Jamie Dimon says, got it. Let's suck up to him. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10. And marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells. So if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since you used Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to StrongCell.com and learn more for yourself. That's StrongCell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155. Or visit StrongCell.com/Charlie. Jamie Dimon is not alone in saying that Trump's chances are rather strong. The issue set advantage Trump. The issue set might be so overwhelming advantage Trump, it could overwhelm all their ballot chasing, all of the data configuration. That's, again, we have to focus on that. You have to focus on the machinery. However, mass migration, which is a national act of treason, it's a national act of suicide that we are seeing right now happen in our country, very well might set the prerequisite where even the Democrats, with all of their lying and their cheating and their stealing and their ballot chasing and their manipulation of relaxing signature verification, there is a chance that mass migration strikes at the cord. There is a chance, the way that we're seeing polling, we're seeing people's attentions, we're seeing lives that are collapsing, that the open border and the deterioration of our cities and our communities can be a 2008 financial crisis style political reckoning and event. People forget this. Yes, Barack Hussein Obama won convincingly in the 2008 presidential election. But polling showed that John McCain, within the margin of error against Barack Hussein Obama until the bank collapses in September and October of 2008. The financial crisis gave advantage Obama. Now, I think Obama would have won regardless. I think the country is war weary. They wanted Obama. But the financial crisis was the accelerant that put Obama over the edge against McCain. There's a chance that the invasion on our border has a very potentially similar impact. And Yuval Harari, who is a sinister, evil, wicked man, agrees. Play cut eight.
Are you concerned that Trump might be elected again shortly?
I think it's very likely. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it, and he says it openly. Now, again, it should be clear that many of these politicians, they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global government or whatever.
That's Yuval Harari, who is one of the top advisors of the Globalist Project and the World Economic Forum. So there's two issues here. The first issue is hopeful. Advantage issue set Trump. Now, there's still all these things that he has to face. There's still all of this. But here is how, in my opinion, President Trump should handle this new suck-up campaign. Realize you have the power. You don't need any of these people. You do not need Jamie Dimon. You do not need Nikki Haley. You don't need any of them. Do not take the bait. The same suck-up strategy that was used after you won in 2016 in November and December of the Transition Project is what got you the anonymous leaker. Remember that? Anonymous? The people that spied on and leaked your perfectly fine phone call with Zelensky that resulted in your first impeachment, that resulted in your second impeachment, that resulted in the entrapment of Michael Flynn, that resulted in the spying of your presidency. Don't take the bait. They are signaling to you, President Trump, and to all the people around there, that they want to be in your inner circle. Think of all of the snakes, Rex Tillerson, Gary Cohn, these people that were serpents that came in and that were against your worldview and against your political agenda. People are only cozying up to you right now because you're winning and the issue set is in your advantage. They won't stick around when things are tough. They don't agree with you on the fundamental issues. And what I see out of Jamie Dimon here is an act of desperation. You think Jamie Dimon, wearing a Ukraine flag in Davos, wanted to wake up this morning and say good things about Trump? He's playing a game. It's an act. It is a shtick. That is a theatrical performance. He probably rehearsed it, word-shopped it, put it through ChatGPT, Bard, and different language processors. How can I get the message across without over-alienating the bad side, but just say that the Democrats are turning off potential voters, and we have so much potential in that maybe Trump was right on this issue and this issue and this issue and this issue, because then I also get his attention. And I guarantee you that somebody in the Jamie Dimon camp and somebody in the Trump camp, they're going to try to get them on a phone call in the next couple days, because then all of a sudden there's a vector into it. So my open advice is you, President Trump, should say, "Oh, Jamie, how you doing? Where were you a year ago, pal? Funny that you're calling after I win Iowa historically, and then I'm looking really good. I'll call you if I need you. Enjoy Davos." And the second part of this is extraordinarily important. Again, just to repeat the first one, it shows that he has the power, he has the chips, Trump has the leverage. You are in the driver's seat. And people are starting to acknowledge it. They're starting to see it. And I'm not saying your victory is a certainty. I'm not saying any of that. But the smart people are starting to recognize, oh boy, there's not much else that could be thrown at this guy. The trial dates are going to be likely after the election. mass migration, transing of kids, hyperinflation, rumors of war and wars abroad. This guy has a base that will not back down. All these different candidates. You have Cornel West. You have Jill Stein. No Labels looks to launch something soon. You have RFK. The winner is going to need to get to 42 or 43%. And Trump can do that. In fact, that is one of Trump's greatest assets in a multi-person race. And Jamie Dimon's entire data team has crunched those numbers. But here is the other cautionary tale. And I know this is at least the attempts of this are happening, but we have to be on edge, everybody. There's going to be a daily effort to get back into the inner circle of Trump. People that did not want to get near Trump over the summer. He's toxic. He's radioactive. He's poisonous. People that 2 years ago thought that he was damaged goods are now going to be inching to try to spend time with him at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, let's go golfing. This is why I never liked, and I think this is, you want to talk about an op? Here is the op. Did anyone else find it weird and suspicious how early Lindsey Graham endorsed Donald Trump? If you really wanted to make sure that you had some vector, some on-ramp back into the Trump inner circle, you would find someone that, of course, is a conduit to the Jamie Dimons of the world, a conduit to the Nikki Haley's of the world, a conduit to the Raytheons, a conduit to the Lockheed Martins, a conduit to the Pfizers, who represents one of the early states. It was so strange that Lindsey Graham endorsed Donald Trump. That's why I said Trump should not have accepted his endorsement. But he did. And now the question is, who's Lindsey Graham going to bring golfing next? Lindsey Graham goes and visits Donald Trump every couple weeks. And Trump calls him my Lindsey. Okay, fine. Lindsey Graham, who else is he going to bring with? He's going to say, hey, Mr. President, this is the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bola. And all of a sudden, you're going to start to see, and we got to be really clear about this. All of a sudden, these other people popping up. This is the only downside of a primary ending too early. It's the only downside that I can isolate. It is the only downside of a primary ending too early is it extends the period of time for the snakes in the Republican Party, for the serpents to get staffing positions, to come into personnel, to quote unquote, forgive all the sins of past and to come in and to all of a sudden, oh yeah, you know, we have to run to the middle and we have to keep an eye on this. I'm going to keep a very close eye. Because Susie Wiles has done a great job and Chris LaCivita have done a great job and Stephen Chung have done a great job. You guys are in the driver's seat. You should tell every one of these people that are ideologically incompatible, A, where were you a year ago? Where were you when it was tough? And don't all of a sudden, what would drive me nuts is all of a sudden if we start seeing things popping up in Trump speeches that sound like Lindsey Graham or Nikki Haley light. What is it that is building the consensus that has Jamie Dimon wanting to suck up mass deportations? Not mass amnesty. What is it that is having people get so excited about Trump and all of a sudden you have Yuval Harari saying that he's going to win when he says we're going to have the largest deportation effort in the history of America? In fact, it is Donald Trump being more based, more conservative, more bold, that is making his presidency more likely, not less. So don't run to the middle. Don't try to broker some neoliberal consensus. And for the record, I don't think Jamie Dimon should be anywhere near the cabinet. I don't know how anyone could possibly hear that in what I'm saying. But Jamie Dimon is an indicator. Jamie Dimon is doing this for a reason. He doesn't have any core beliefs. He's not ideological. He's loyal to JP Morgan and the JP Morgan stock price. And he wants access. He wants protection. Wall Street is known for hedging. And now you're seeing a massive hedging of their bets to try to suck up and cozy up who they think has a pretty much a 50-50 chance of becoming President of the United States again. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code Kirk and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Get 6-pack towel sets for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers. The 100% made in USA on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk and get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. I think so highly of Mike Lindell. He's a great patriot. He's a terrific person. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Again, this is the only downside of a early decisive primary victory. To be honest, this is a good downside. These are good problems to have. These are problems that show the outside think that there's a good chance you can win. And I do not want to hear from a single person. Again, I don't hear this a lot anymore. I did, though, 9 months ago. Charlie, I don't think Donald Trump can win the general. Jamie Dimon is telling you that he can win the general. You might say, well, I didn't get that in that clip. That whole interview, the buried lead of that interview is he's trying to suck up. Jamie Dimon is not going to fluff up Donald Trump in Davos, Switzerland, with precious time on CNBC if he did not want to try to win back access to the American government Treasury Department. That was what that whole ball game is about. Jamie Dimon wants to be able to pick up the phone if Trump is president a year from now and say, hey, we need to ban Bitcoin or whatever crazy thing that Jamie Dimon wants to do. Or, hey, you know, we need more monetary stimulus, or, you know, stop it with the tariffs or whatever it is. And Jamie Dimon is uniquely positioned to do that because he has complete control over JP Morgan. He's been there for 25 years. He's actually been a very successful CEO by just business standards. And people know exactly what he's doing. By the way, people are just writing article after article after article. Jamie Dimon praises Trump. Jamie Dimon praises Trump. And, you know, he'll walk some of it back. And he was a little bit specific with his language. It's all fake. It's synthetic. It's an act. It's theatrics. And so the question that right now is being hotly debated in Trump world, of which I'm not even participating in this because I don't have a good answer. So when I don't have something smart to say or something I think that is important, I just watch. I'm just watching this argument, this group chat back and forth, which is part of it is screw the non-believers, kick them out. We want nothing to do with these people. And the other argument is, yes, they can't go in the inner circle, but if they want to win back trust, shouldn't we let them host fundraisers, or shouldn't we let them try to consolidate more support? Don't we want to increase the movement? And this is a toughie, guys. There's no easy answer to it. But I think we need to hedge on the side of inner circle, and you're not in the club. Sorry. You guys can do external support. You'll get invited to maybe a White House Christmas party over 4 years. Maybe. And the inauguration tickets you're going to get will require binoculars. That's it. And that's a toughie, because there now are people that are swooping in that think they can wash away all of the back channeling, all of the nonsense, and win back the inner circle. So I want to read this email here. Charlie, I usually agree with you, but I think that Trump should keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So how did that work in the first term? John Bolton, Omarosa, how many people now are testifying against him in criminal trials? Mike Pence is testifying against him in a criminal trial. Did the old adage, keep your friends close and enemies closer, work for Donald Trump? Donald Trump might be convicted on federal charges because he kept enemies close to him. So should he keep doing that? And where were all these alleged friends when it mattered most? Or are they just becoming friends because he is the, Blake, really quick, predict it. Who's the odds-on favorite? I think Donald Trump still is. I think so. I can go right here. If you don't know what predict it is, it is an online betting market of politics. It's really interesting. And it's far more interesting than polls to me. Yeah, Donald Trump has a 47% chance of becoming president. Joe Biden, 42%. So the smart money, the online betting market, say that Trump is going to be the next president. Again, I do not want any of you to take that to the bank. I want you to work. We have the ballot chase. I'm just telling you, that's why you're seeing this activity. That's why you are seeing this activity. And the smart money is betting on this, not just because of Trump and not just because of his successful first presidency, because of the overwhelming issue set that has been unleashed by Joe Biden. The biggest of all of them. And by the way, our show tomorrow will be three easy issues that Trump needs to run on, three easy consensus building issues that Trump can run on that Republican consultants generally typically ignore. We're going to talk about all three tomorrow. if there's not breaking news. We're building out the show. It's going to be really great. Mass migration invites an abrupt, immediate political correction. Let me say that again. In almost any country we have seen in the Western world over the last 4 years, when you have uncontrolled, unchecked foreigners coming into your country, the election that follows, you have a political correction. Look at Geert Wilders. Look at Javier Milei. That one isn't as much mass migration, but it's inflation and spending and government waste. Donald Trump has the cards. Donald Trump has the power. And he needs to remember that having his enemies close in 2016 and 2020 hurt him. You're in control. You're the pilot of the aircraft. Watch your back. We certainly have yours. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.